Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
This week, after a lot of debate and discord on Beacon Hill, lawmakers are set to approve a final version of a bill to fund the state's transportation system. The legislation would provide hundreds of millions of dollars to fix roads and bridges and expand public transportation.
But it's a long way from the ambitious plan Governor Patrick laid out in January. In a moment, we'll talk about what all this means for taxpayers in the Commonwealth. But first, WBUR's Fred Bever charts how the governor's grand vision was whittled down.
When Governor Patrick delivered his State of the Commonwealth address in January, he dropped a bombshell.
My budget will propose that we increase the income tax by 1 percentage point to 6.25%. To make that increase fair to all, according to their ability to pay, I will propose that we double the personal exemptions for every taxpayer and eliminate a number of itemized deductions.
The governor's ambitious tax reform plan would expand taxes and fees by nearly $2 billion over time. He told a very surprised audience of lawmakers and lobbyists that would allow massive new investments in transportation and in education, too.
That changed the entire debate and, frankly, undercut his own strategy and the strategy of all others who were going to focus on transportation.
Michael Widmer, president of the Massachusetts Taxpayers Foundation, and many other players say that going into 2013, they expected transportation spending would be front and center. There had been studies, polls, a statewide public hearing tour by the Massachusetts Department of Transportation. House Speaker Robert DeLeo, Senate President Therese Murray, and the governor all had signaled this was the year to revive the state's ailing transit systems. But suddenly, Patrick had changed the focus. Rick Domino is president of A Better City, a business-backed group in Boston that, among other things, advocates for transportation investment.
We thought that the idea of crowding the field and making this the year of transportation, education, and a wide range of tax increases might limit the outcome for transportation. Sadly to say, that's kind of what happened.
By late winter, it was clear the legislature would jettison most of the governor's grand vision, narrow the debate to transportation, and spend what Domino says is real money on it. Here's Speaker DeLeo in a speech to the Boston Area Chamber of Commerce in late March.
I believe it should be far more narrow in scope and of a significantly smaller size. We seek to fund the priorities we need to enhance the economy, without creating any collateral damage.
So, now, legislative leaders are boosting funding for public higher education and a few other initiatives. But most new revenue? That's for transportation. They've settled on a modest 3-cent gas tax hike, coupled with new business and tobacco taxes, and new revenues provided by MassDOT. Altogether, it's about $650 million a year, half the new transportation spending that Patrick wanted. Transportation advocates are cheering for the hundreds of millions of new dollars that will be invested. But they also say the legislature is going only part way to addressing the need. No one expects lawmakers to raise taxes next year, an election year. But the advocates are already gearing up to renew the conversation about transportation and taxes in the years after that.
WBUR's Fred Bever reporting on the debate over taxes and transportation spending as lawmakers get ready to approve a final version of the transportation bill. And joining us now is Andy Bagley. He's Director of Research and Public Affairs at the Massachusetts Taxpayers Foundation. And Andy, thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much.
So now that lawmakers are close to approving this bill, here's my question. I want to step back a little bit. It seems like all sides agreed that the state had to boost transportation spending. Why did this turn into such a fight between the governor and the legislature?
Well, two reasons. One, as you indicated before, the governor tried to broaden the investment to include education at a very large level, $1 billion a year or more for education over the next 5 years. And that meant significantly new revenues and the elimination of personal tax exemptions. That whole plan sort of undercut the focus on transportation. Then there was a question that the governor had about the numbers at the House, their bill, how much money would it raise versus how much money would the Senate raise. Fair amount of confusion. The way we threaded through it was that the Taxpayers Foundation thought that looking at MassDOT's own numbers, that probably the figure was around 800 to 850 million when you got out to 2018. And the House fell a little bit short on that. The Senate increased funding to a little over 800 million. But the governor still looked at that as being less than what he thought was necessary. So some of this was just the numbers, but some of this was trying to reconcile transportation versus education. Mm.
So the legislature approves, about $650 million a year in new funding, including a hike in the state's gas tax. The governor wanted a lot more. Should lawmakers, in your view, have gone further?
Well, our estimate is that they really are close to $800 million.
I see.
And at this stage, we felt $800 million provides sufficient money for a lot of the operating expenses, the shortfalls for the MBTA and MassDOT, to forward fund the RTAs. It also provides at least $250 million to $300 million more for new capital spending when you get out to fiscal year 17 and 18. Based on what we're looking at, we think that's a pretty reasonable amount for the legislature to end up in. Now, one thing I'll add is, in the transportation bill, the legislature is asking MassDOT to put together a five-year capital plan so we can have far better knowledge of what the real requirements are to fix transportation infrastructure. We may find out in several years that we do need more funds, but we'll need better information than what we currently have.
Right. Well, what strikes me about watching this whole thing is that it's never straightforward or pleasant to see the way the sausage is made.
No.
But, I mean, have we ended up – it sounds like you're suggesting that we've ended up with a pretty good result that will put the state's transportation system in slightly better repair.
I think that the amount of money, the $800 million we're talking about, is a reasonable place to end up. We would have preferred a different source of funding. We would have preferred more transportation-related revenues. Like the gas tax, a slightly higher than 3 cents, maybe 8 or 9 cents would have been a better figure as far as we were concerned. I think there will be some issues over future budgets because some of this money will have to come from the general fund, which means future legislators will have to decide to take money and dedicate it to transportation. So there's a question. We haven't resolved entirely the issue, but there's no question that this is a major step towards the investments that are needed.
All right. Well, Andy Bagley, Director of Research and Public Affairs at the Massachusetts Taxpayers Foundation, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.